is that we left off at the end of Simon Shimon Tes Sif Gimel. We were left at the end of the Mishnah Berurah on the Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So the Ramah said, "Va'ayin le'el Simon Shin Aleph." So you've got two opinions, whether there's this heter of using multiple people to transport an item to the Rishus HaRabim. So the first opinion said Mutter, second opinion said Aser, Vayin Lel Simen Shin Aleph, for to learn, Tisham Sosim HaMechar, Kedei HaRishon HaLehokil, there he brings down that it's Mutter. It just brings one sheet to that it's Mutter. Komokim Dar Rishus, Toiv Lach Rishat Las Oishat. So, but if it's not a compelling, it's not a mitzvah situation, you should be machber. Now, the mashi hitter machber halacha yaday harbav in the adam. Eno ma'okim le'inyan halacha b'rishus rabim v'bekarmos. This addresses the moving through the rishus rabim and through the karmos as well. Because each person is living less than the Al-Anamis, so he's not doing any Isser at all. We're not being Matzvi Serum over here. We're using the heter of each person going less than the Al-Anamis to move this item. But it's not going to address the problem of transferring Rishus, because that's an Isser. Even if one, if two people do it, it's a Lassim and Rabbanon, each person doing half of the Malachim. It doesn't allow Hitzof even from Rishus Yechad the Karmelis. Valkei. So at the Mishnah Berurah, why is he pointing this out? This is a quote already from the Taz. Well, there are some communities which would do the following. Shinos and Sefer Torah, the Beis HaKnesses, the Holkan Derech HaRuchai. So they would store it in the Sefer Torah in somebody's home. They felt that that was safer than the shul. And then on Shabbos morning, they would transport it from the house to the shul. So even if you tell me that you can transport it through the Rishus HaRabim or through the street, which is a karmelis, through multiple people, but how do you get it out of the house into the karmelis? How do you get it from the karmelis into the shul? She al kaponim karmelis. It's at least a karmelis. And they're relying on this idea of using multiple people to transport it, but it doesn't help because passing it from the house to the Carmelis is not mutter, even though two people do it. So that's each one's doing part of the malacha, even by the rabbanon, it's a loss. Mind has there's a safer call Evan Oizer. Shekotzev to Kana the Hawk all yaday is that Oyker Bezemin Yitz. He says, okay, so we fill in the caramelists. And you want to have one person the Oyker in the Rishus Yavin, one person do the Hanach in the caramelists. It's like two Durabonans. The Torah the Mitzvah of the Sefer Torah. He wants to make them. So the fellow inside will pass it out, and the person outside will take it from him. The Rishon Oyser Rak Akir Levad. Because this way, the first person is not doing the Hanocha. Because if the first person would put it into the hand of the second person, he's doing the Hanocha. That's not a mutter. Mayor disagrees and says that it happened. The idea of shus from Malkum Mitzvah is specifically regards to the Mirla Akum on the Rabban. Here you're talking about a Rabbanon and a Rabbanon are both being done by Yisrael. That's not that phrase, shus Malkum Mitzvah, sounds like it's across the board in a heter. It's not really across the board in a heter. It's a heter in the Mirla Akum, but not in other types of Rabbanon.
I did see it elsewhere once. I vaguely remember now.
There are some exceptions. In general, it's not much. The Ebenezer argues that B'chlal, they weren't Gezer. He argues even more. He says he holds that they weren't even Gezer. The whole Gezer Rabbanon, they weren't Gezer with the Carmels, because even if you do it, it won't be the Rabbanon. They weren't Gezer. They sort of start.
That's
how far. What? Right. That's how far he takes it.
What are we trying to say right
now? The Mishabura said, look what I wrote before in the Sin Shimon Amanal of Sakat and Chof in the Mishabura. So the discussion over there is Mila. So the child's at home, and they need to get it to the shul, and there's no Erev. So we'll do this idea of passing the child from hand to hand, which will allow you to transport it through the street. But how do you get it out of the house to the first person? How do you get it from the last person into the shul? Right? So if you remember, we had back in Reis Samach Lov, in a scenario where there was no Akira before Shabbos, on Shabbos, the Akira was before Shabbos. The scenario being over there that a person was traveling, and the sun is setting, and he has no safe place to leave his possessions. And because we're afraid if we don't create some type of vehicle to matter some derabbanans, since it's so valuable to him, he might just be able to serve the rice. So Chazal will make certain kulas. Because if we don't make the kulas, we'll end up making things worse, not bad. So they said that he can have you can use an animal. The animal starts walking, he puts it on the animal, and the animal before that one goes to Dalai Lama, he takes it off, he puts it on again, etc. So that's not an option. He has no animal with him, he has no cotton with him, he has no guy with him, he has no carish or shirt with him. So he's allowed to carry pachas both with Dalai Lama. So, okay, so that gets you to the first house in the city. And the first house in the city, how do you get it inside? Well, the person will throw it off of his back into the Rishos Hayochid, so he does it with a sheep. You can't do that with a kid, especially post-Milo. That's really not a great idea. Right? So how do you get it inside? Right? So Mishabur over there, Paskins, that you should not take the child. You should do the bris at home. He says there's no compelling need to take the child to the shul. There's the times when they would have extreme cold. They wouldn't take the child out anyway because it wasn't safe for the child to go out. So it wasn't like they ever did inside the house.
You don't have an agenda in Shabbos. I'm not saying guilty until proven innocent. We never said that. We're not arguing.
So that's what you discussed over there. Now he says over here to take a look at the Be'er Halacha.
Extra careful doesn't mean we go out of our way to apostle Shabbos. That's a place to say.
Now already, if he does it with a goy, that's mamash. It's a miral akum on the rabbanon, which is mutter for the tzarich of a mitzvah. So why is it usher? Even though we have a thought process, the shoes, there are scenarios where we're going to answer that because it can be confusing to people. They're going to assume more heter than we want them to assume. So that's what he's saying over here. If he mashakos el yarab hashem b'shem kam poiskim the mutter af b'karmelis, that had the shom bever locha in shom, ve'el mutar after zin. So in a scenario where the sefer Torah is being stored in somebody's home, and you need to bring it to the shul, and so you can, and someone a caramelist, you can ask the goy to transport the sefer Torah from the shul Yochel to the caramelist, from the caramelist into the shul. That's shul to shul welcome the sarach mitzvah.
The first
time they're called by space,
it's actually very large.
Space. The lesson is in Marshall, the scenario specifically, the heter is specifically limited to a scenario where there are multiple people. Each person is just doing one act of caring one time, less than 4 amos. But the idea of having two people alternating back and forth, so A will move it less than 4 amos. And give it to B. B will move a less than 4 amos and give it to A, and then A will move a less than 4 amos and give it to B. Right. So the Birloch is saying that the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is that that's not mutter. But the prima gadim seminary some above mash and sirle da feel like they shnei b'nei odom and I'm sure the prima gadim before seems to be make. He says it's mutter. Here we're saying that it's usr. Okay. Danush echad mer lepach mitchil lepachas mer bahamas menasal chaveru shelach gam hu pachas mer bahamas haloicha mimeno mer lechay pachas mer bahamas menasal chaveru chazor chodim. So they keep going around, you know, one after they keep switching off. So the loss of shachar of the masha that it's also, but the prima gadim seem to say that it's mutter. So the bir locha continues on page 406.
Why is it that?
So the Bir Locha of any day of a nine law. I'm not sure where he got that heter. Again, the language of the Shulchan Aruch only sounds like it's mutter because there's multiple people and each person is only carrying it one time, less than 4 amos. After Shekiben the Zehu Adam Moilah Kama Pomim Pachos Midal Ramis, Rebbe Chal Gazeres Chesal Shalso Lahel Pachos Pachos Midal Ramis. He wanted me Shehir Shabederek Mabur Besimin Rei Samav. Okay, so he says I don't know where the Prima Gadim got this heter. It would seem to me that's only the heter over here is like the Shulchan Aruch said. There are many, many people, and each person will carry it only one time. And that's the only heter. But the one person going back and forth, Bir Loch over here says like Yishim Machmer on that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if Bishas the Chag, if a person has to, you know, they themselves can go, let's say 3.9 amos, and then put it down, pick it up again, go another 3.9 amos. How is this worse than that? The fact that you have one person is going to go 3.9 amos.
The scenario where it's mutter, it's also mutter. Actually, the scenario where that scenario we had before, Reis above, if you have an option of two people or one person, you should use two people. People go to talk about a case where we don't have a heter of Dalada, Pachas Pachas Dalada. Chazal did not allow that. They only allowed the person. It wasn't a scenario where Chazal felt the need to be mutter. So in that situation, the A, Ruvain, can only carry it one time. We say, okay, but there's Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael, Chizvulun, we have an Eitzah. Well, what about Ruben and Shimon? So the Mishnah Berurah Medayik and the Shulchan Aruch, they don't have an Eitzah. So that's it, end of conversation. People go to say, we have an Eitzah, we have a solution. Ruben, Shimon. Says, where do you get that from? That's not the scenario what we're saying. Over here we're saying, again, we're not talking about a case where the Chazal made a heter, pochas, and delanamas. That's that in Hanami. We're talking about a case where there's no heter. And we're saying, even though there's no heter, but multiple people is mutter. So it's only multiple people, not two people. Okay.
I forget, what was the heter for? Well, why did they make it mutter in some situations and not in others?
Generally, asked it because they're afraid the person is going to one time forget and go too far. In a scenario that...
where they said it was okay.
Scenario where a person is traveling in Arab Shabbos and he has all of his possessions with him. And if we don't find a way to create a heter for him, we're afraid he's going to say the heck with the rabbis and do what he said the raisa. So then they were matur. So we're afraid that his desire to protect his worldly possessions will override the yetzer hara for that. Will override his listening to the chachamim. And then once he doesn't listen, he's going to do the raisa. So you know what? Okay, let's find a way to do it within range of the rabbanos. So we had that story a few times that when a person is overwhelmed, he's not thinking straight, and he might just end up doing. If we don't create a vehicle of heter, he'll end up just doing worse of it.
So the real concern then is that he. it's not. I guess intrinsically, if a person feels the need to transport something on Shabbos in a Rishus Rabim, as long as he's careful not to go more than a Dalet Amos each time, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with that. The rabbis are being machmir because they're afraid that he'll overstep the bounds.
That's like every Rabbanon. Yeah, it's a Rabbanon. It's not the rice. Okay. 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 Now, sift out. Oh, you shnayim. So the scenario over here is we have two people sitting in Rishus Rabbah. Mixus amosav shalzeh, besoich amosav shalzeh, and each one gets four amos that they're allowed to carry with them the four amos, and they overlap. Part of the Reuven's four amos overlap with Shimon's four amos. There's Yeshbenayim shesh amos. In between the two are six amos. So Reuven has four amos towards Shimon. Shimon has four amos towards Reuven. So the two middle amos, they overlap. So Mavia and Baruch Lebem, so we allow them to bring into the middle teas. We do not allow them, obviously, to go beyond their limit and carry into the other person's rishos. And with the kiddush over here, we don't say, well, once you're sitting with this other guy who's moving the stuff around in that area, he might forget and carry something that too far. We're not worried about that possibility. Okay, so there was three people there. And each one gets Dalet Amos, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon's in the middle. And Shimon decided to take his Dalet Amos on two on each side. There is a total of eight amos between Reuven and Levi. So there's four amos from Reuven until Shimon. There's four amos from Shimon until Levi. So Shimon in the middle partly is overlapping with Levi and partly is overlapping with Reuven. So I'm saying what in kolechad hamechitzayin, the mashar ba'moisav mivloim b'sach shavay. So the middle person Shimon is allowed to eat with Reuven within two amos, or with Levi within two amos. We're not worried about something's going to go from Reuven to Shimon to Levi. And the two outer people, Reuven and Levi, have no overlap. Reuven's Dalet Amos being marked off and being used towards Shimon, but that's where his Dalet Amos ends, by Shimon. See, can I carry into Levi's possession at all? So he has a food item and he has it. So in our scenario, Reuven is going to use all of his four amos towards Shimon. So he has the food stuff and he has it right next to him. The beginning of his Dalet Amos. And in this scenario, there's only two people. And Reuven is using his four amos towards Shimon. And Shimon is using his four amos towards Reuven. There's only six amos in between, so they overlap in the two amos in the middle. So the two outer amas of Reuven overlap with Shimon, the two outer amas of Shimon overlap with Reuven. So they're allowed to bring food to those two middle shared amas. Which is within their Dalet Amos. He has something with him and he wants to share two amos with Reuven and two amos with Levi. Shimon's in the middle. In that situation, he can do that. Shimon, the middle person over here, can choose how to set up his four amos. He can set up that he's in the middle, he has two amos towards Reuven and two amos towards Levi. That's a valid option of how to set it up. You can choose whoever he wants to set it up. So in this situation, that'll end up if there's, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So Reuven has four amos. They go from here till where Shimon is. Levi has four amos. They go to here, well, from his side to where Shimon is. So they're choosing their whole four amos towards the middle. Levi, if he so wishes, can say, "I want two amos this way, two amos that way," and then share with Reuven in two amos and share with Levi in two amos. Okay. And that's what he means, that the Messiah is Mutim Kolechus Mechisodim, assuming that he chose that arrangement, the middle fellow chose the arrangement of two amos towards Reuven and two amos towards Levi. See, he's mutter two amos with Reuven and two amos with Levi. If he didn't, if he chose all of his four amos towards Reuven, so he's not mutter with Levi. So that's up to Shimon how to choose. Okay. Sifhei. Also, the Herlich Chavitz Pachos Mir Bahamas, Chazal did not allow the an individual to transport an item in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah by going the less than four amos, pausing, going less than four amos, and pausing, etc. He did not allow that, except so not only do they not allow this by the Raisa, but even by a Carmelis, and even by Ben Hashmoshes, which is a Sopik the Raisa, so they did not allow it. Okay. So why is it also Tezai? The Chashina Shema Yom Lohelach Arba Amos. We're afraid the person's not going to pause one time. He's going to forget and carry the whole four amos straight without stopping. The Zimin the Law of Adaita. Someone's a person who's not focused. He's not thinking. Most of the day he said the Raisa, and he would have any said the Raisa. Okay. So this is referred to pachas less than the double language of the case. You're doing this multiple times, so that sometimes Chazal did permit it. Now, al hamachas pachas al aramis. So some of the horror said that that phrase doesn't belong over here. It's in parentheses. It really belongs at the end of the sifkot. Similarly, Chazal were Michael. I missed El Simon Reis Samavov, Sif Zayv, Simon Shen Aleph, Sif Membeis, Simon Shen Ches, Sif Yer Ches, Ayan Shah. So we have scenarios where we were Matarit. So we have that Reis Samavov, the case of the person who's traveling and he has his worldly possession, he has all his money with him. If you don't find a way for him to transport his money, we're afraid he's just going to be so overwhelmed and focusing on, he's losing all his money. He's traveling with his money bag. And that's it. This is his earthly possession. He's going to get very touchy. And now listen. Simon Shen Aleph was the case of the tefillin. Right, we discussed that. He finds tefillin, so if it's only one pair, all of his that he puts it on. Tzuzugas. Also, since the person could wear two pairs of tefillin, assuming they're not too large, on the head in the proper place. He's not wearing l'shem mitzvah, but besides being a mitzvah, it is a form of an adornment on the person. So he has equivalent status as if he's putting on a piece of male jewelry, which is mutter. So that solves the it's if you have one or you have two pairs. If you have multiple pairs, so he should not leave it there with Vizoyan. So he carries them back. So how does he carry them back? That was the case in Shinal. Okay. In Shinches, we dealt with a case where a person found a sharp thorn sitting in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, with the concern that this is going to, people are going to walk by and not really notice it and hurt themselves, even though it's not necessarily life threatening, but it's a large amount of pain. So we're a matter to move the kites in increments of less than 4 hours to get it out of the Rosh Hashanah. So those are the three scenarios which he mentions over here.
So the content of the Eidus is, he died.
Pachas pachas. Now, what does it mean that you're going less than? You're doing it multiple times, you're going less than. We're saying that's also to do, except for certain scenarios. So the scenarios which are it's mutter. And what we're talking about case would be mechadah, that it's also. So what does that mean? Now, the word differentiates between two types of pausing.
So the same way he died, he
rolls
the
color.
So you made yourself a
derasha. The person pauses and puts it down. No shiloh. Good to go. That's definitely considered Akira. Listen, the alam is Hanocha. Great. Pick it up again. Akira. Listen, the alam is Hanocha. Great. We discussed before that Hanachas Gufay is like Hanachas Kefis. That a person is moving, the item is not considered that it's Munach. When a person stands still, the item is considered as if it's Munach. So why does he have to put it down? Let him just pause. So Halacha differentiates between two types of pausing. There's a pausing which is to, as it were, take a rest and stop walking. And there's a pause which is to facilitate walking further. The person pauses sometimes to rearrange the items in his back so he can continue going further. So that's not considered a halacha. It's not considered as if he was minyan. It's not really an act of putting it down, that situation. So the first one is called Amud. He's standing still, Lafush, to get his nefesh back to get his strength back, catch his breath. That's called stopping. And therefore, the item is if it's put it down on the ground. And Oymed Lakatef, he's pausing to rearrange it on his shoulders. But it's not dafka on the shoulders. First, come handle the shaila. In other words, the stopping by red light. What is that status?
You're following the law. The light says you can't go because it's dangerous.
That's I understand why you're stopping. I'm not arguing with the law. I want to know what halacha does that have. It's not lafush. I'm not pausing because I need to rest. So as it were, I'm taking a break from walking. Right. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to continue further, but the law forces me to stop. Is that considered halachically a midah lafush? Or it has equivalent? It's part of the way you walk. The same way we have this idea that pausing, even though you're pausing, if you're pausing to facilitate walking further, i.e., to rearrange it, etc., that's how you walk. That's part of walking. That's not considered that you've stopped walking.
But I mean,
so maybe we could argue pausing by a red light is considered a midah lakatef, not a midah lafush. So this is a discussion where Menashe Klein discusses that. He brings, you know, two ways to look at Amida. So that's very relevant. Not in this scenario which we're going to allow Pachas Pachas and Dalet Amos, but it's relevant in a scenario where a person inadvertently carried item out of the Shasayachid. And so the Lachas, if he realizes before he has stopped, so he's done an Akir of Shasayachid, he has not done a Hanukkah at all, he should run back to where he came from and then do the Hanukkah back inside, like we had before. You take it out, bring it back to the same place, like you didn't do anything. That only works if you haven't put it down yet. Well, I didn't put it down. Yeah, but you paused. And pausing is like putting it down. Well, I didn't pause, I just stopped by a red light. So what a halacha does that have? That becomes very relevant. Okay, but getting back to over here. Mikri pachas al yadei sha'amad lafush bein tayyip. Pausing will be equivalent as if he by pausing to catch his breath, that's considered putting it down. But if you just pause in order to rearrange the package on his shoulders, that's equivalent to the as if he's still walking. In that case, it would not only be Osir, but that would have been Rosh Hashanah. That's he walked Dalet Amos without a stop. I mean, he stopped. That's not called stop. So we had before Reis Hamavav, if you remember, that the Mishnah Berurah brought Shidas would say that we would prefer the person to put it down each time to get out of the shiloh, because it's very hard to really define this as a mitzvah lafush. I'm stopping because the rabbis told me I have to stop. I'm not stopping because I need to get some rest.
This is a red light, basically.
This is like a red light. So Mr. Burr over there said the best thing to do is to put the item down on the ground, then there's no shilohs. You did a hanukha. So that's not a question. Okay. Let's pause. Talk about pausing. We'll pause here.